Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. But today, in honor of your American League West champion, Seattle Mariners, and the catcher's rather large ass, today we're playing Big Dumpy. That's right, Big Dumpy.
MVP.
And here's how it works. You call us. We will spin the category wheel. Oh, look at that. Not our Big Dumpy.
That's for you, Cal.
Ted is on it.
That's for you.
That big
timing.
That hummus made ass.
He hits them. I spin them.
Yeah. So we'll spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy and returning champion is the lovely and talented Danny, who thought Peter Pan was another name for a urinal and found a way to answer 11 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dumpy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant to play Big Dumpy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com. And now, watch the show live on YouTube at KISW-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. 99.9 KISW.
Oliver Charles, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,400. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Exciting return of Ted's Meat and Potatoes. The head chef is back. And as it is Big Dumpy Day here.
Big Dumpy Day, yeah.
We are celebrating Cal ISW and Cal Raleigh. And you had an opportunity to actually talk to Cal this season. And
correct.
No idea you were talking to Cal Raleigh.
Yep.
Told the story yesterday, but basically he was enjoying some hummus.
Small amount of hummus on a, I believe it was a cucumber.
Okay.
You walked up to him and said, hummus, huh?
Yep. And he looked at me and said, yeah.
All right.
And then I said, is it good? And he goes, yeah.
Okay.
And I bounced away.
And you walked away.
Man, yep. Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So today, the head chef, you're going to talk about
I love
hummus.
How you seize the moment, man. That's
it was right there.
That's
right
the stuff
there.
Of dreams right there.
So, yeah, we'll talk a little bit about hummus. I got a couple of things. But yeah. Hummus or hummus.
You're wondering hummus. You're wondering how we got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how we got to Hummusville. Coming up on Ted's Meat and Potatoes at 4:30. And, of course, today is the day we play the game known as Big Dumpy. It's an easy game to play. We can spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. And so far, our biggest dumpy would be the lovely Danny, who took 11 questions to get one right.
And she's a repeat champion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, she's real good at being a big dummy.
And as we do when we play the game known as Big Dumpy, we like to do a little men's room poll. And the last time, there was a story in the news out of, I believe, China. And it involved two flying cars got into an accident, both of which were while they were flying.
Yeah.
So an in-air collision, so to speak. So we looked into the future a little bit, which is actually already here, and determined that you could own one of the following.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first one that we had you pick from was a flying car, obviously, because they do exist. If you do a quick Google search, you'll see that there's about 10 or 15 different companies that actually do flying cars. Now, some of them work more like a drone.
Sure.
Some take off more like an aircraft, where you definitely need...
The thing is, even if you get one, you have the money to buy one, they ship it here to Washington State, where can I use it legally?
Sure. Now, if you lived, I don't know, in remote Nebraska or Kansas,
sure.
I would feel a little bit more safe having it in a flat area.
Flat and you have property.
Where I can land. Now, granted, it's going to be a little bit windy. But, man, if Wichita is normally like a, I don't know, two-hour drive or wherever you want to go in the Midwest, get there and how many times? Probably two or three times faster in a flying car.
I would think so, yeah.
So, that not a bad option.
Because who doesn't want to go to Wichita and get there quicker?
Well, like anything
I'm
else.
Just
people
saying,
who live
you
in the middle
Wichita.
Of, you know, when you're flying over the United States, America, yeah. And you look down and you go,
it's brown.
What do these people do?
Nothing.
How far does it take them to go to the grocery store?
They look up at the plane you're on flying over going, wish I was on that plane.
Seriously. I always look out the window and go, what do these people do?
Nothing.
Is their life fun?
No.
Do they enjoy living wherever they got?
I mean, no.
Yes. That's where a flying car comes in. Okay, next up. We have the submersible. And there are very reputable submersible companies out there.
Yes.
For the most part.
But they're not trying to go Titanic deep.
Yeah,
that's part of the difference.
It looks like a fun little toy for billionaires who have yachts.
That is exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, and they really like stress the fact that, you know, like you slide right under your yacht, like on the bottom side.
That's what got me.
Right.
Like, cool.
Helicopter on top, submersible underneath. Also, a jetpack, which, believe it or not, you can get a jetpack. There are training courses you have to take.
That's fair.
It's almost like three flamethrowers on each arm. And you've got to learn to steer, how to
altitude, and forward, backwards.
Lean into it and everything else. Next thing you know, you're flying. And finally, maybe the scariest thing, for $21,000, you can buy a robot humanoid for your home.
It's not comfortable, man.
That's what I'm getting.
Not sure exactly how you can program this bad boy, but I don't know if it can do common tasks around your house.
That's what I'm getting it for, to do laundry.
What else would you use it for? I mean, if they gave it to you and said, look, the one thing it can't do is vacuum or sweep or what, like, then why is it here?
Okay, so
it becomes a
few,
coat rack.
Believe it or not, a few things it can do is it can do demonstration things. It can do flips, jumping in the air.
Cool, that's handy.
I believe there's a program on one of these things that can teach you to dance.
Very handy. Once again, yes, that's what I need a robot for.
I gotta go up and down stairs to get to my place.
Yeah,
could I set it upstairs to get food? Get the pizza,
probably.
Dude.
I'm guessing so.
All right.
Oh, so somebody rings the doorbell, you order the pizza, you send a robot to get it.
Yeah,
I would think so.
Just depends on how smart it is. Like, would it know if it opened the refrigerator? What the difference is between a can of beer and a can of Coke? Is it that smart?
I don't know.
Just grab one can of everything.
Well, I mean, in theory, just program it.
You could, but what if you buy a different brand beer the next time? So every time you would buy something, I think you would need to reprogram it to go like, okay, this is my string cheese.
Just buy the same beer.
Fridge is mostly just cans of soda water and then cans of beer. So I think I just need to teach it what a soda water looks like.
Mine looks like an empty abyss and then condiments galore on the door.
Everything of mine's in Tupperware. So I think it'd be like, hey, just pop the lid on that and tell me what you see, man.
Yes. So if you happen to follow us on X at Men's Room Live and you got to voting, here's the results of the poll from last week. Coming in at fourth place, 8% of you said you would like to have a submersible. And believe it or not, in this area, good reason to have one.
Sure.
In third place, 14% of the vote, jetpack. Shockingly different. I thought robot humanoid would be in last place just based on the creepiness.
Yeah, but what we found out is nobody wants to do things.
It got 25% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, flying car number one, you guys, 53%, so more than half. Said if you could own one thing, you do the flying car. Now, my only problem with the flying car is one element, and that is power lines.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, to me, the trickiest part of all of this.
Well, fly high.
Fly high, but eventually
but
you need to come down.
I know you have to land, but that's when you look for power lines.
But they're just really thin strips, man. You could very easily miss seeing that thing. You know, when you're looking down. So that would be the thing that would be the most paranoid for me.
And that's why, like, you notice, even when there's an emergency, right? Medevacs don't generally land on the road. You might see one on I-90 in a real severe case, but generally they're going to land near a ball field or something close.
Yeah, right.
Because you're right, because of the power lines.
Yes.
By the way, good news, Ted. It says that your humanoid robots, they're programmed with AI. Yes, they can tell the difference between soda and beer.
Boom.
There you go.
Okay. All right. That's good to know.
What if I send them up to get the pizza and he like doesn't tip the guy? And I'm like, robot, you're keeping the $5?
Can you tell the difference between lights and darks? You want to do my laundry?
Probably.
Just wash it on cold, brother.
I guess you program it how you program it, and it's going to do what it's going to do. Okay, so today, in honor of Cal ISW, in honor of the game known as Big Dumpy, on our poll, we're going to ask you to pick a nickname, all right? Now, the Big Dumper, we'll get to this later on. That is the nickname we know of what is now, the third biggest home run hitter in the history of baseball? Is that correct, Ed?
Of the American League.
American League.
Because Barry Bonds set the record of what, 73?
Something
he
ridiculous.
Did, but that in El Sosa, McGuire. Yeah.
They're all juiced up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this to me is more of a real thing. You know, I see how those guys could
And I want to say it's time. The single most by a catcher.
Think it is by a catcher, yes.
I mean, there's a reason it's called the steroid era.
Yeah.
Now, you remember those guys.
But Ted makes a good point. He goes, look, you can get all the steroids you want. You still have to have the hand-eye coordination to hit the ball.
But those steroids make you stronger and make you faster.
They do. But also, keep in mind, Roger Clemens in his late 30s added miles per hour to his fastball. Like, I'm not suggesting. I think a lot of them were juicing.
Yeah, for sure. Christ. There was a guy you've never even heard of. He played center field for the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah,
he was the crappiest player for all these years.
Yeah.
He gets all jacked up and juiced up one year, and he hits 50 home runs.
Yeah.
And he, you know, the
never got close again.
It's an era.
Nope.
It's an era.
Yeah,
so there's a lot of players that were jacked up at that point in time. But So the Big Dumper gets the nickname, the Big Dumper. Obviously, he did not give himself that nickname. I think, Steve, you were saying it.
VD put it back. We're talking a couple of weeks, months ago. We were talking about nicknames actually on the show. Talking to him during a commercial break. And I said, man, all these people call and they're telling me the nickname they gave themselves. Well, like a nickname is something you earn. You know, you don't pick it yourself. And VD looked at me because I'm not thinking. And he goes, yeah, I got to pick my own nickname. It wouldn't have been VD.
And the reason was,
that is a good point.
And the reason it was VD was because when we were actively using the hot dog roller over here, he does not eat meat. So he eats veggie dogs. And we were disgusted by the fact that a veggie dog might touch our hot dog roller.
Yeah, I think it was a girl. It looked like a dildo.
So we started calling him Veggie Dog, which was shortened to VD, which you know is a venereal disease.
Yeah.
They do look different than regular hot dogs.
Yes.
Yes, they do.
So that you don't pick your own nickname. People do. As you said earlier in the office, Ocho Cinco, 85.
Correct.
Sure. Basically, he's 85, but he wanted to be called that.
Mm. Yeah.
So he picked his own nickname, but very rare. Very rarely in life do you get to pick your own nickname. As I was in high school, I did not want to be known as D-Nose from about five or ten different people I played sports with. But that was my name.
I didn't nickname myself Tiny.
Because my buddy Curly Dixon said I have a nose.
I didn't nickname myself N-Bomb and I lived in upstate New York. But there it was.
Right, exactly.
Hey, call me.
So what we did was we looked at
my name's Steve, but my friends call me.
Didn't pick that.
Yeah, we looked at some of the more interesting nicknames that have appeared in the world of sports over the years.
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously we have the Big Dumper. We also have Rod. He hate me smart.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember He Hate Me?
Yeah. He gave himself the nickname.
XFL guy.
Yeah.
He did give himself that nickname.
He was XFL, but I think he ended up playing in the league for a couple years.
He did. Do we remember Ontario the Wizinator Smith?
After the fact, yes.
From the Minnesota Vikings.
I can assume he got caught using a Wizinator.
That is correct.
He was one of the first.
Yeah.
And you know why he was caught? Because the color that he bought was the wrong tone.
He bought a white man's
beard.
It was just too light. They have like six different colors.
So you got this brother standing there and breaks out a white penis.
It was lighter
than his... He always wanted to try.
It was lighter than his actual skin tone. And that's very rare for a man to have a lighter skinned penis than the rest of his body. Typically, it looks a little darker, doesn't it?
Well, it depends. Summertime.
Depends on the person, I guess.
Okay. Mine's a little redder.
Okay, let's go to the world of boxing.
I hate the image that just popped in my head.
Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker.
Yep.
I remember Sweet Pea?
Yeah, because he was tiny.
Yep. We had Lester the Molester Hayes. Yes.
Because he was good at interceptions. Nothing off the field.
Right.
That's a bad nickname.
But at
Lester
the time,
the Molester.
It was great because you're like, the indication was, hey, man, if he's covering your receiver, he's up on the receiver. Maybe he'll break up passes, he intercepts.
Yeah.
And then as time moved forward, you're like, that is a terrible
name. Raiders had some really weird names. They had a guy named Dave Casper. Not that that's weird, but most people aren't named after a ghost. They had a guy named Otis Sistrunk, who was...
Did they have too tall?
No, that was Cowboys.
That was on them. Yeah, who else?
I know some just off the top of my head that Lane Kiffin... The way the story goes, when he was coaching at Alabama and went to the bars, he would tell people his name was Joey Freshwater.
Joey Freshwater. That's
so
correct.
He could meet ladies. Mm-hmm. And then you have the infamous Michael Vick and Ron Mexico.
Yep, Ron Mexico.
Do you know David Beckham's nickname when he was out when he was playing in the Premier League?
Bex?
David Golden Balls Beckham.
Golden Balls?
Golden Balls. Yep.
Okay.
We have Richard Digger Phelps. We have Larry the Hick from French Lick Bird.
Wait a minute, Digger Phelps? I thought that was his real name.
It's Dick Digger Phelps. It is. That's his name. Adam Big Donkey Dunn is another. He's the big donkey.
All right.
We had Bryant's Big Country Reeves. Remember him, the player? What was it, Oklahoma State? Where did he play college ball?
I think Oklahoma State.
Yep.
I don't think Greg Olson likes it, but when he was at Miami, they called him Third Leg Greg.
He doesn't like it. I hate it. Everyone keeps talking about my huge penis and they can't get off their mind.
We have Glenn Big Baby Davis. We have Eric Butter Bean Esch. Mm-hmm. But today on the poll, you're going to pick your own nickname. So we pick four that you can choose from, okay? The first would be one, Anthony Booger McFarland.
Yeah.
He played college ball at Louisiana State. He won Super Bowls with Tampa Bay and Indy. You know him now as a TV analyst. McFarland received the nickname Booger as a child, saying, I was a bad kid, getting into a lot of wild stuff. I used to get called a lot of different things, but that was the one that stuck, and my mom always called me Booger. Okay, so Booger is going to be your first nickname that you can pick.
Booger Hill.
The next one is Icky.
The Booger Hill Gang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not bad, dude.
Right.
It's not.
Icky Woods, whose real name is Elbert. He played for the Cincinnati Bengals. Mm-hmm. He retired after 4 years.
He did the Icky Shuffle.
Yes, he did. Icky he wasn't around very long, but he had an impact.
Yeah.
He played for 4 years for the Bengals. Now, Elbert Woods was given the nickname Icky because his little brother could not say Elbert when he was younger. And he would go, Icky, Icky, Icky. And that's how he got his nickname.
Sure it is.
So, Icky Woods.
Sure. I think his first girlfriend gave it to him.
Mm. I call him Icky. Next, we have Darren O'Shea, Mookie Blaylock.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We know him as a pro basketball player, played for the Nets, the Hawks, the Warriors, played for 13 years. And as you know the story, as fans of the basketball player, the band members of Pearl Jam originally named their group Mookie Blaylock, but they were forced to change the name. What they did do is they settled on naming their debut album known as 10, because that was Mookie Blaylock's jersey number.
You said right? Mookie.
Nice.
It's Mookie.
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 Yeah, what are you
Mookie.
Calling him?
Mookie.
You said Mookie.
Mookie.
Like a Wookie.
I don't know.
It's Mookie.
Mookie.
Mookie. Mookie. Mookie. Sorry.
Mookie.
Got it.
Say it with some respect, man.
Mookie Betts.
Was it
the
Mookie?
Outfielder for L.A., named after Mookie Blaylock as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that also the name of the main character in Do the Right Thing?
Mookie?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
There's also Mookie Thomas, jazz player.
Do you know how Mookie got his nickname?
I don't know.
Okay. He was given the nickname by his sisters, and it comes from the Hungarian word Mookie, which is a name for a dog breed known for being shaggy and rambunctious with a lot of energy.
Really?
So that's how he got the name. Because they had one of these dogs.
They had a Mookie.
And they,
I'd never heard of a Mookie.
The dog reminded them of their brother
right.
and how he acted. Then we finally have Cal Raleigh, the Big Dumper. His nickname was given him by former teammate Jared Akelnik, refers to his large posterior, if you didn't know. The nickname originated when Raleigh was called up to the majors and stuck because of his powerful home run hitting and Big Dumper physique. Raleigh himself has embraced the nickname and has become a popular part of his identity as the star catcher for the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah.
So, today on the Men's Room Poll, you get to pick a nickname. Are you going to be Booger, Icky, Mookie, or Big Dumper? Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW.
Men's room now live for your viewing pleasure there on YouTube. KISW Rock. Do us a favor, smash the like burger there. Give us the thumbs up. And subscribe to the daily YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Well, we can check out our ugly mugs as we play the game known as Big Dumpy. 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Cody. Welcome to Big Dumpy.
Big Hola. Dumpy.
Hola. Hola.
Craig, sober or not sober?
I'm sober. I just got home.
Cody. Sorry.
Cody,
sober. Okay. All right, Cody, our men's room poll. You're going to pick a nickname. Are you going to be Booger, Icky, Mookie, or Big Dumper?
I'll take Mookie.
Mookie.
All right. That's the name I'm going for, man.
Really? I like Booger.
Well, Miles Mookie Montgomery sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, I do kind of like Booger on its own, but it's something about Mookie. I just like Mookie.
If you said Miles Mookie Montgomery was showing up to play ball, I'd be like, oh, he can hoop.
He's good.
Something.
He is good.
A caller on the text asks if you gave yourself your own nickname or not.
What, Thrill?
Yes.
No, that came from a guy named Ken Rosenthal, who is kind of the baseball aficionado now on, is it Fox, I think, Ted?
How about everything?
Everything. He had a rough weekend.
Did he have a rough weekend?
Well, a camera guy, like, fell behind him, and we know Ken Rosenthal personally.
Yeah,
he couldn't be a nicer guy.
Truly.
But the look he gives the guy that fell over was not good, and people were like, yo, Ken! Why are you being so mean?
No, Ken's a nice dude, and my first radio gig, he was doing a sports show in Baltimore. He used to write for the Baltimore Sun. Anyway, it's my first day. He doesn't really know who I am, but I'm running the board. I'm training at that
time.
So we worked with another guy named Steve Stoffberger. So at the end of Ken Rosenthal's show, because like Ted said, he is the nicest guy you'll meet, but he likes to thank everyone who contributed. So he thanked old softy Steve Stoffberger, and as he's saying that, Stoff writes down my name.
Yeah.
Hands it to Ken, and he just said, Steve the Thrill Hill. Right? Whatever. The next day I come into work, everyone's like, hey, what's up, Thrill? I never gave it to myself. I didn't even think it would stick.
That's how nicknames work.
That is what happened. Mm-hmm. That's it, man.
So. And just for the record, right? Because then a couple years later, I'm running that same shift. Like, Ken Rosenthal is the authority on baseball. He's the only guy on a Saturday afternoon that the phone lines were always packed.
Oh, yeah.
And I just can't. He couldn't have been nicer.
He couldn't.
I mean,
I
was so nervous that he's just like, what's your name? Like, Ted. And then afterwards, like, oh, great job, Ted. Blah, blah, blah. Like, you need anything? Like,
awesome.
No, I'm good.
The one thing about Ken Rosenthal, though, he did a sports show, but baseball, he's like Bob Costas. Baseball is his thing, all right? So football season would pop up, and all these people would ask questions. And Ted, I know you did the same thing. You would write down answers for him real quick.
Correct.
Like, he enjoys football, but
he doesn't.
If they're talking, breaking down a play or something, like, man, that was a left jet sweep. You know, and you got, oh, that left jet sweep. Yeah, that was a bad call. But he would thank you profusely, like, thank you guys, man. You make me sound like I know what I'm talking about with football.
The Ravens have a tough game this week. You just hold up a sign like, Cleveland.
They're going to M&T Bank Stadium. Yes, tough game. All right, Cody, here is your question. It is multiple choice. Wind, rain, snow, or thunder? Ombrophobia is the fear of what? Ombrophobia.
Soccer.
What were the options again?
Wind, rain, snow, or thunder?
I'm just going to guess wind.
I'll say snow.
Rain.
Rain.
The fear. Umbrella.
What is the fear of snow?
But it's spelled different.
Oh.
So umbrella starts with a U, this starts with an O, but either way, your weird connections made you right again.
Yep. Hmm. So you took the umbrella theory.
Yep.
Okay.
Even though it's spelt different.
Yeah. All right, Cody, your question. What name is given to a dish of dates wrapped in bacon?
With blue cheese in the middle.
God, it's good. It sounds stupid, but it is so good.
Oh, man.
I like it with goat cheese.
Either one.
Mm. Any guesses?
It's escaping me. I'm just going to say Mookie.
Devil's on horseback.
That is the answer.
Yeah.
So, Cody, I come up to you and I say, hey, man, one of the sub specials tonight is Mookie. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Do you want to try it?
I don't know that I'd eat just...
I'm guessing it's going to be creamy.
What if I say it's a hot bowl of Mookie?
No, but I think Cody will follow me here. If you said we had Mookie fries, that sounds like an addition to fries that I'm in.
What if I have cold sliced Mookie? We just got it in this morning. It's cold.
And it's you.
I'm your waiter. I'm telling you what the chef has. We have cold sliced Mookie if you guys want to give it
a try.
Or
a booger a burger.
Yeah.
Is it, this could sound bad. Is it like
I'd
an ethnic restaurant?
No, this is a steakhouse. What's that a steakhouse?
Then no, I don't want a cold slice of Mookie. But if I'm at like a...
it sounds like a dessert.
Yeah, but you'd have to be like an Egyptian restaurant or something.
No, would you like the Mookie?
Then I would try, yeah.
Like a cold slice of Mookie for dessert. Sounds like an ice cream.
Like, would you like a sherry spoon? In that case,
they're going to bring you a spoon.
I know.
Every time. I don't want it. They put it in the meal.
I feel like cheese is involved in Mookie.
Really?
Yeah, there's something with cheese on it. Whether it's like a spray cheese, not a spray cheese, but like a melty cheese or something like that. That's what's on Mookie.
Would you like a steaming bowl of Mookie with a dollop of spray cheese?
It's like a cheese soup with like peppers and tomatoes in it. That's where I see.
Okay, Mike's in. All right, Cody, your question. Arnold Schwarzenegger. He is a father trying to get the must-have Christmas toy in what 1996 movie?
Turbo Man.
Fantastic movie.
Jingle all the way.
Turbo Man is the toy, but it's Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, jingle all the way. Hey, credit to you for remembering Turbo Man.
Yeah.
I remember watching it. I can't. That's going to kick me in the butt.
With a warm bowl of Mookie.
That's right.
It's turbo time.
Would you have Mookie fries at a Dodgers game?
Yes. Yeah. Ted is right. If you put Mookie before, like, we have Mookie wings. I'm going to give it a try. I won't even ask what they are.
Yep.
Mookie fries, I'm in.
If they have a pizza called the Mookie.
But if it's just a dish called Mookie, I'm like, I don't know. It sounds odd. But
so why? What do you think the real story was with Pearl Jam on that?
I think they just liked him.
Yeah.
Well, I know that. But why did Mookie Blaylock, why did he
because they weren't Pearl Jam yet.
The kibosh on that.
Because they weren't Pearl Jam. They were just a local band using his name.
Right, but why did they come in and say, you can't use my name?
Because it's his name.
Yeah.
They're making money off of his name. So it's not like, if you're going to make money, you can't be my name. I can't call
if there's a local band that starts calling himself the Ted Smiths, I'd be like, no.
Right.
Now, I'd feel like an idiot if they got as famous as Pearl Jam.
You tell me if I have the Ted Smiths Fudge Factory, you're going to come after me for making homemade fudge.
Yeah,
you are.
In Seattle.
If it's named in honor of Ted.
The Ted Smith's Fudge Factory.
Yeah, and you kind of go like, because of me, and they say, we love you. Like, cool, but you can't make money off
some
of
people,
my name.
Some people would make that like a badge of honor. Like, they named the band after me.
Sure. But also, if you're going to make money on it, and I'm not getting a cut, no.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Mookie's by Miles Montgomery.
If Pearl Jam wanted to change their name to Miles Montgomery, I'd be like, go for it.
Well, now.
Well, yeah, because they're already Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if Alice in Chains wants to name their band Ted Smith, like, cool, because they're already Alice in Chains.
But I think Mookie Blaylock would still put the kibosh on it, because I'm not making money off of you being Pearl Jam.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right? I mean,
yeah,
and they're making... Yeah. I would be happier to let a band making no money use my name. Like, fine, dude. But if they blew up to Pearl Jam level, like, hey, man, you're getting a cut of that?
I mean...
No! Think about
at that
the
point in time,
from
they were Mother Love Bone. They weren't the Pearl Jam level, though.
Right.
So, yeah.
Leonard Skinner was named after the gym teacher.
Who was? Oh, yeah. Molly. Leonard Skinner. Yeah.
Leonard Skinner.
But they did spell it a little different.
Yeah.
Because he was Leonard Skinner.
But he took that as a badge of honor.
After the fact.
Well, he's a gym teacher.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
And they spelled it different.
Right.
That's all you got to do to change one letter, and it's like, close.
Maybe Molly Hatchet was a person. I don't know.
That's why I always wanted to go out as Prince, but P-R-I-N-T-S. Like, no, man, like newsprint, you know, Prince. Where's the confusion? Or share, S-H-A-R-E. Wait, no, man, I'm about sharing. What is her problem?
Share.
Not my fault she can't spell. All right, your question. What do you call a boxer who leads with his right?
Southpaw.
Okay, very good. Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dumpy!
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Your girl in the dumper, hola!
Hola! And her dumper, yes.
Jeff, are you sober or not sober? Yeah.
Team sober. I'm still working on the clock, even though I'm supposed to be off right now, but at least I'm making overtime, so.
All right, okay.
Jeff, what do you got there, time and a half?
pretty much, yeah. I don't know what it is with this company. It's either over the 40 hours or it's just over the 8 hours. But yeah, definitely make it the time and a half because I'm already over 40 this week. So.
Attaboy.
Okay. All right, Jeff, you're going to pick a new nickname. You're going to be Booger, Icky, Mookie, or Big Dumper?
We're definitely going with Booger because I'm just not a very big person. I'm pretty sure that's the first the thing that people would see me to be like, oh, you, Jeff, you little Booger.
Have you seen Booger McFarlane?
He was a defensive tackle.
He is far from a small man.
Yeah, he's not a little man. Like, I can't say that.
He's got a little man's face. You know, he looks like a 7-year-old kid on top of a giant body.
Is there not a college football coach named Booger? Am I losing my mind?
There is another Booger out there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's another Booger.
Is there?
Yes.
There's Booger from Revenge of the Nerds.
Nerds!
Yeah.
I'm going to put famous Boogers in Google.
There is another Booger out there, and I can't think of who it is. All right, Jeff. Sorry. Okay, Booger, here's your question. What was Smokey Robinson's backing band?
Oh.
Happy Chinooka.
You can think Jesus. You can think Moses. You can think Buddha.
Saints.
They've all. Do you have to do that to become a saint?
You got to perform three.
Oh, okay. You got to do three?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
When I was young, it was just two.
Well, they let anybody be.
They get a merit badge.
I don't know, the disciples?
No, the miracles.
Not a bad guess. The miracles.
There is Quincy, Quincy Boogers, there's Marco Boogers, and Booger Red Privet.
And I think McFarlane's the only famous
one. Yeah, I think that's the most famous.
We should let him know you're the most famous Booger out there. Mm-hmm. All right, your question. In what state would you find the Sriracha hot sauce factory?
Mm. And anyone who lives near it apparently does not like the fact that they live near it.
I'm going to kick myself there. This one, there's like sriracha in my fridge right now. Son of a bitch. Kansas?
Kansas.
California.
California.
What do you think makes the steak?
Oh, goddammit.
Is it the peppers or is it like vinegar? I mean, like, no one else complains about, like, they don't complain about the Tabasco plant in New Orleans and it's right downtown.
Whatever the peppers are using.
Jalapenos.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's weird, as I've been in the San Juan factory up in Arlington, it smells delicious.
But you said that smells fresh.
It's unreal.
Right. That is not what they're saying about sriracha. No. Like, it smells like industrial and vinegar, I guess.
And probably chemically, because it's spicier.
Yeah, you know what? I don't care what they put in there. I'm good with it. All right, Jeff, your question. What type of tree... What type of tree gets its name from the Japanese word meaning, quote, plant in a shallow tray?
Ooh.
Come on, Daniel, son.
Yeah.
Mm. That fart's a little worse than I thought it'd be.
Did I kick myself on this too? Hibuka?
You're
Banzai.
On. Banzai.
Oh, damn it.
Wax on, wax off.
I like that there's a word. Plant in a shallow tray. Like, okay. All right, which Disney film included the songs... Chim Chim Cheree and Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
He's coming up on 100, too.
Dick Van Dyke?
Yes, sir. He's going to be 102 or coming up on 100?
He looks good.
I mean, he's coming up on 100. Yeah, he looks 100. Great. He can still dance, man.
Mm-hmm. Any guesses, Jeff? It was a live-action Disney flick.
It was live action. Was that Mary Poppins?
Yep.
There you go.
Nice job. Nice job.
Hurry on, guys.
All right. See you. All right, Mike, since we have you there, how do you think you spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Oh, let's see if I can do this. S-U-P-E-R. I'm going to say it's C-A-L-I-F-R-A-G-I-L-I-S-T-I-C-E-X-P-I-A-L. I-D-O-C-I-O-U-S.
Jesus Christ, you've got to be kidding. Is that right? Is that right?
Damn!
That's exactly how you spell supercalifragilistic. Were you looking that up, man?
I promise you I was not. Hand to God, I was not.
That was impressive, man.
Spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Jesus.
Don't go outside, kids.
Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK.
See, kids, that could happen for you if you don't have friends. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Exactly.
Mike, that's unbelievable.
It really is.
Oh, thank you, sir.
You should have seen Thrill's face as you kept going.
I was like, he's not missing the letter.
Yeah, his jaw just kept dropping open. Like, holy S.
That is unbelievable.
No, don't worry. I'm watching the stream. I can see it.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Ryan, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober, but I am hopped up on energy drinks after that game last night.
Okay,
oh, yeah, ma'am.
Awesome. That first inning was something else. All right, Riley, pick a nickname. Booger, Icky, Mookie, or Big Dumper?
So I text this girl I'm seeing for advice on what the nickname should be.
Icky.
And her reply was, you've got a nice ass, it's just not big. So I would say Big Dumper.
Big Dumper it is.
Big Dumper. So, okay. Let's go Big Dumper.
All right. You have a nice ass. It's just not very big.
Good job, Mike, by the way. That was crazy.
I don't know why anybody knows how to spell that, but of course, Mike knows how to spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I kind of hate that I know how to spell it, too.
Dude, it was impressive. You didn't even hesitate.
That was impressive.
You didn't second guess. I mean, you literally nailed it letter for letter. God.
Man. That's still the nerdiest doggone thing. Like, of course I could spell it. Like,
I don't know if I'm impressed or annoyed or a combination of both.
Hey, save some ass for the rest of us.
Yeah, come on, Mike.
I'm going to go give myself a wedgie.
Yeah.
Just shove my head in the toilet.
All right, Ryan, here's your question. What soft drink used the motto, quote, obey your thirst for almost 20 years?
Thirst, obey your thirst.
Show them my motto.
Oh, no. Why am I drawing a blank on this?
Come on, dude. Obey your thirst.
Mountain Dew?
Sprite. No, Sprite. Mountain Dew is obey your hangover.
Mm-hmm. Do the Dew. Stream.
All right. Your question. Aries, Mars, Odin, Eris, Anan, Balana, Sekhmet, and Mentu were all mythical gods of what?
Greek?
Some were Greek, some were Egyptian, some were Roman, some were Norse, but they were all gods of what? You have like gods of weather, gods of the sun. They were all gods of what?
What were the names one more time?
Aries, Mars, Odin, Eris, Anan, Balana. Sekhmet and Mentu.
You don't really want to see these gods coming.
Think Aries and Mars, if nothing else.
Oh, Aries was war, wasn't he?
Yeah. Okay. Not just
could also
Aries.
Go Kratos.
Aries and Mars and Odin and Eris and Anan and Bellona and Sekhmet and Mentu and Miles.
You forgot more. Kratos.
Yeah, right. More of Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.